All your fault, Dennis.
Okay.
Okay, old business. That's case number 11,101. That was a lot to write.
Yep, you know. I'm getting lost myself.
Okay. Discussion on case number 11,101.
11,000 what?
101.
101.
So the request for variance, 15.3 feet from the required 60-foot front yard setback for an addition. Had a chance to go over it myself. I asked the applicant numerous times to address the standards for granting a variance. I didn't then, nor do I feel now that he addressed those standards. Not all of them. He kept going back to the character of the neighborhood, but I didn't hear anything in regard to uniqueness that satisfied me, or that it was necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Obviously, the property is being used, and I don't see how it's not being created by the applicant. What are your old thoughts?
This is the one that's going up with it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Making a
storage.
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 I really don't have a problem with it. I mean, it's not doing anything different. It's going up, not going out. It's not changing anything except going up.
So you're convinced he meets those standards?
Yeah, I don't see anything. Yeah.
Is the building non-conforming as it sits?
As it sits right now, it is non-conforming.
Yeah.
What he wants to do is take the back of there and make a storage unit in the back. That's what he presented.
And the same footprint's going right straight up. That's all he's going.
Right.
So there's no addition to the back. It's just going straight up.
It's a second floor addition.
Second storage, right?
Yeah,
I think if you look at it from a survey perspective, the aerial shot, that view won't change. If you look at it from the ground level, it's a taller structure.
Yeah. What do you think, Jeff?
Even though it is non-conforming, I guess I'm not. I don't know. What do you guys think?
Well, look at the standards. What's unique about it? And why can't it be developed in strict conformity? It already is.
Well, I think the biggest one is he creating his own difficulty here?
Yes.
Is he? That's the question you got to ask yourself. Is he creating a practical difficulty?
Do you see any practical difficulty in using the property?
I don't think he's creating a difficulty. I think he's trying to get the most he can get out of that building. That's the only way he can get it out. That's where I look at it.
It's not detrimental to public welfare, sense of character of the neighborhood. I don't know what's around there. Did he tell us? What's that, C1 there?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So who's if it's not created by the applicant, then who or what is creating the hardship or the practical difficulty?
I don't understand your question.
Okay, and it cannot have been created by the applicant. So I'm saying that he's creating it. If you're saying that he's not creating it, then where is the unnecessary hardship or the practical difficulty?
Well, he said he wanted it for storage, okay?
In other words, why is he here?
Yeah. Now, if he wanted it for storage and it's a non-conforming building, then that means he has to appear before us.
Right.
That's what he did.
I could see it if there was no other place to build on that property.
I forget that.
I mean, he's got a building in the back, too. He's got other area on that property he could put storage.
I don't think nobody ever asked him that. This is what he came in with, what he wanted to do.
You know, and that's not the only standard. I mean, you know, the second standard, there's no possibility the property can be developed in strict conformity. It already is. Is it necessary to enable reasonable use of the property? No, it's being used. Reasonably. He has several uses on that property. That's reasonable in my opinion. He's not limited to one use. He testified he had a car dealership. He's got rentals. He had two other businesses on there, I believe, a hairdresser and something else. So, I mean, in my opinion, it doesn't meet all five standards. You know, I mean.
Well, I'm ready to make a motion.
Okay.
Make a motion that we deny case number 11,101. Having all the information presented to me and feeling that it's he hasn't met all the criteria for a variance, and I do think he's creating his own practical difficulty. With that, I'd recommend that we deny case number, it was 11,001.
Yep. Is there a second? Second call for a second. Motion dies for lack of support.
I'd like, if the floor is open for another motion, I'd like to make a motion we table the case to our next meeting.
Motion to table case to our next regular meeting. Seconded?
Yep.
I'd second that motion.
Too late. Brent already did.
Did he?
All those in favor?
Didn't hear him.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.